Hello guys, welcome back to the O Jogo Bonito podcast by me, Jay Curran, and Mr. Jennings. Welcome to our top 5 league predictions, Champions League, Europa League, and Conference League. Now, where do we start, Mr. Jennings, my co-host? Welcome back. It's been a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, good to see you, JK, and excellent to be doing this again with the return of the football season. So, absolutely. Where would you like to begin?
Premier League, or is it still got that Premier title? Obviously, Erling Haaland has absolutely destroyed this league. 10 goals in 6 games. I only see Manchester City winning the league at the moment. Mr. Jennings, what are your top 4 predictions for the end of the season?
So I think it's very difficult to look beyond Manchester City as being league champions this year. They've sort of added, if you like, the final piece to their very sophisticated puzzle. And my thoughts are, just while you've mentioned it on Haaland, that up until the game on Wednesday, the Champions League fixture, I generally feel that if you'd stuck Danny Ings in that Manchester City side, he himself probably would have scored exactly the same number of goals as Haaland had this season. But I think what we saw on Wednesday was just what else this player is going to bring to that side. The ball from João Cancelo is a thing of beauty, and I think there's a debate actually to be had over whether the pass or the finish is better. But the finish from Haaland is remarkable. I can't quite get into my head where he's in that split second decision, he's decided that instead of trying to head the ball, which in many ways possibly was an even more difficult technique to try and generate the power and the velocity to take the ball up and over the goalkeeper from that tight angle. Possibly there's a debate to be had there. But just the instinctive athletic ability to get your leg so high in order to sort of direct the shot as to where it went, I think is truly remarkable. And I don't think Danny Ings can score that sort of goal. So I think Haaland is going to, as you've said, destroy the Premier League this year. I can see records being broken in all sorts of ways. That is assuming that he's going to stay fit. I don't think his injury record is anything to suggest that's not going to happen. I think he did have a spell maybe 12, 18 months ago where he missed a series of months due to an injury. I'm not sure what that injury was, but he seems to be firing all cylinders now. And he doesn't seem to look like he's breaking a sweat.
That's the scary thing.
Yeah, it's almost as if at the moment he's still got another couple of gears. So let's see. But I suspect it will be City that will win the league this year. And I can see them winning it with a sort of a 15-point minimum gap. And then I think you've got a combination of course, the remaining big six teams. But my suspicion this year is that we will see a slight shake-up from previous years. I think Manchester United will make the top 4 this year, and that's not something that, and you know me well enough by now, I haven't been the most confident Man United fan over the past 9 years, but I am incredibly excited by the Erik ten Hag appointment, and some of the signings this summer have looked incredible. I mean, Martinez at left centre-back looks a revelation. Eriksen looks like he's going to be signing of the summer, and possibly signing of the season. That is, if that doesn't go to Haaland, of course. And Eriksen's story is, of course, a special one, and is something that I think just makes the whole fairy tale as it appears to be looking for Man United this year in terms of turning their fortunes around even more meaningful. Antony, I think, will be a slow burner. I think he's going to take a while to settle in, but I don't think there's any doubting his ability. He's a very exciting player, and you'll know what I mean when I reference the sort of the envy over the years of watching Iron Robin at Chelsea and then at Bayern Munich in particular, playing on that right hand side, cutting in on his left hand foot, and I think Antony's going to be a very, very similar player. So that's great. And then Casemiro, you know, probably one of maybe 4 or 5 top holding midfielders in the world.
Dare I say, the best defensive midfielder in the world?
Yeah,
just my opinion.
I don't think you can argue with that if you base it on honours. I don't think you can. I think there's others in with a shout in there. I mean, you look at the likes of Verratti, for example, Kimmich, just to name a couple. I think you've got some really some really outstanding players there. But if you based it on honours and European honours alone, then I don't think you can argue that Casemiro is probably the best holding midfielder, certainly in Europe at this stage. So that's great. So I think Man United will be in there. Do I think they'll finish second? I think a lot will depend on how the Europa League commitments go. I can see the likes of Spurs following their time in the Champions League this week. Again, a little bit of uncertainty as to how long they will last in that setup. But I think Tottenham will also make top four. And I'm going to say that I think that this is a big, big shout. I'm going to say that I think Liverpool will also squeeze in. I've changed my mind. Yesterday, I was of the opinion, as late as last night, actually, I was of the opinion that Arsenal would make top four, but I am not convinced by Arteta. I think Arteta is a good manager. He has surprised me over the past couple of years in terms of just how he has managed to get Arsenal playing well this season, but I am not convinced that he is the real deal at the highest level. And so they're my top four, JK. And I'll go one further and I will give you some positions. So I think it will be Man City, Manchester United. I think it then will probably be Tottenham. And then I think it will be Liverpool with fifth place going to Arsenal.
That, I would say, is probably not far away from most people's top four. But I'm going to go out on a limb and say my top four are City. I'm going to go for Man United. I believe Tottenham will sneak in there at third. I do think Liverpool are going to miss out. Arsenal will get fourth. And I'm going to go Newcastle to get sixth.
Wow.
That's my hot take for the Premier League. In terms of relegation, I think it's pretty simple. I think this might be the year, Mr. Jennings, that Leicester go down.
Yeah.
I think it'll be Leicester, Bournemouth, and Forest. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I think Forest have got a little bit more in the tank than what we've seen. I'm just bear with me while I just recall their fixtures here. I wasn't impressed with them with the Bournemouth result at home where they led 2-0 at half time and lost the game 3-2. I think that's a really poor performance in the second half to throw away that lead. And if they'd won that game, you know, they would have had, and connoisseurs amongst everybody will realise they would have had three more points, but that would have placed them up in 14th position in the table presently. So I don't think Forest are necessarily going to go down. I agree with you with Bournemouth. I think what they showed against Liverpool when they lost 9-0 is that they are susceptible to a bit of a hammering. Liverpool on their day can put, you know, a number of goals past anybody. But I do think that in terms of the personnel at Bournemouth Football Club presently, in terms of their first 11, they're not quite up to it. They would have to have a big, big January transfer window to try and change those fortunes around. So for all the plaudits that I've given Bournemouth over the years, particularly under Eddie Howe when they had that remarkable debut season in the Premier League, I think that Bournemouth will get sucked into it over the length of the season. Leicester, I'm very surprised about. They've got a good manager. They do have some excellent players. I think Brendan Rodgers is probably on borrowed time, to be honest. He looks like he's given it up. I think he possibly will be one of the next managers to depart. Who's going to go in there? I wouldn't like to hazard a guess at this stage. Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has been mentioned as a potential successor. I think Leicester have got enough players, good players, to turn their fortunes around. So I'm going to go with relegation teams this year of Bournemouth, I think, goodness me, I'm going to go Fulham. I think they will get sucked into it. And the third team I'm going to go with as, I'm going to say it's Everton or Villa, JK.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was going to be either of them, to be honest. And I'm looking at players you could pick up for next season, especially from Bournemouth. They got an Argentine centre-back by the name of Marcos Senesi from Feyenoord, who I really like the look of. I believe he's left-footed, again, always a big plus. If we look at Villa, players on the cheap would be great. Everton, not really much there, unless you're huge fans of Anthony Gordon, which I know Chelsea are.
I think Lampard's done a reasonably good job. I think he stopped them conceding huge amounts of goals. There is an argument to say that he's also stopped them losing as many. They're drawing a lot of games. I think he's done a reasonably good job at Everton. I'm not convinced by Steven Gerrard at Villa at all, is kind of where my sticking point is here. Do they play tonight, Villa? Or is it tomorrow?
Let's see. Obviously, we're recording this.
Okay, so
before.
This is a Friday recording. So Villa are due to play Southampton this evening at Villa Park. I can see them losing that game.
I've got three words: Armel Bella Kotchap.
What a player. An absolute player, and a player that was recommended. I was saying this to you last night, wasn't I, in house, that it's a player that was recommended to Man United in January by Ralph Rangnick as a potential summer signing. It is a tremendous signing for Southampton at centre back, and when they played Man United, it was the third weekend of the season.
Yes.
Yeah. Straight away, you just thought this guy's an absolute player, and has made the Germany squad for the upcoming fixtures. So.
Also, what a shout out to Romeo Lavia, his first top flight season. I think he's amazing. As Fabrizio Romano said, that Chelsea bid 50 million for him on deadline day. And ultimately, I think Bella Kotchap reminds me of a young Rafael Varane. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that.
Wow.
And Romeo Lavia, just absolutely amazing player. I could talk about Premier League all day, Mr. Jennings, but sure, we have to go to my favourite league, the Serie A. And the reason why the Serie A is my favourite league is it's got history. I mean, the stadiums are outdated, don't get me wrong, but it's just got a certain history and a certain flavour to it. And in first place, we've got Napoli, joint top on points with Atalanta, with Milan, Udinese, Roma, Inter, Lazio, Juventus in eighth. So, and the last of the seven sisters, Fiorentina, in 11th. So this Serie A season's shaping up to be a very interesting one. We've got three teams level on 14 points. And top four is only split by a point, so six games in. And obviously Milan beat Inter the other day. Rafael Leao got a red card as well for an attempted overhead kick. But after Napoli's performances in the Champions League, for me, top four in Serie A, I think Milan will win the Scudetto, they'll retain it. I think Napoli will get second. I think it will be Roma and Inter. But actually, I may revise that and say Inter in third, Roma in fourth. I don't think Juventus have got it in their locker for top four. I was telling you this earlier, Mr. Jennings. I think Juventus will probably get Europa League. I think Benfica are one of the most informed sides in Europe under Roger Schmidt. And I absolutely love them to bits. We'll get to them when we do the Champions League predictions. But I just don't think Juventus have it in their locker. They look lethargic. They look slow in build-up. They're relying on players at centre-back like Federico Gatti, who they got from Frosinone. And ultimately, they're short at the back. They're short in attack. They've got Di Maria, who's a great player. Obviously, United bias, I'm going to put that to one side. But at the same time, you've got Vlahovic and Milik, who are very similar. And you've got relying on Moyes Ken, who's proved to be unreliable in the past. So ultimately, I'll be honest, I just don't like Juventus, either this season or in seasons gone past. What are your thoughts, Mr. Jennings?
When I look at the Italian league, and I feel like it's always been very well known for having stalwart defenders and having a slightly slower playing style to that of something like the Premier League. But there's no doubting you will find some of the best defenders in world football playing their football in Serie A. And so I think that the majority of success that falls to teams in Serie A is to those teams that have got a really decent, prolific goal scorer. And so the league as it sits at the moment surprises me with where Juventus are, but we can come back to that. I agree with everything you've said about their lethargic appearances. They have got some fantastic strikers, but I do think that as much as I've been a critic of Paul Pogba over the years, he did have an extremely good spell at Juventus, and I think his injury has not helped. I think they did put a lot of money into that transfer in terms of the wages and the structure, and that would have limited other business they could have done. So I do feel for them. But Napoli's position doesn't surprise me at all because of, is it the Nigerian?
Osimhen, yes.
Yeah, striker who looks the real deal. Milan, I've always been a huge Giroud fan. You know, my one of my favourite Premier League goals of all time is the Jack Wilshere versus Norwich goal, which
beautiful
featured
team goal,
incredible, which featured the Giroud and Jack Wilshere tiki-taka interplay right in the final stages of the build-up. Just incredible. I'm a huge Giroud fan, and I suppose I would probably call myself a Juventus fan. They've always sort of been my Italian team since the days of Del Piero, but I've always had a soft spot for AC Milan as well. So it's good to see them back up there. I agree with you. I think it will be a combination of the teams you've mentioned, Napoli, Milan, Roma and Inter. I'm not going to rule out Roma winning the league. I think Jose Mourinho has got his claws into it, and we know he's got it in his locker. So I suppose if I had to call it now, I would probably say that it's going to be something in the region of, okay, I'll say Roma will win the league, followed by AC Milan, then Napoli, then Inter Milan.
That is a hot take if I've seen one. Ultimately, I would just say that Napoli's window has been amazing. Obviously, they've lost Koulibaly, Insigne and Mertens, but they replaced him with Kim Min-jae from Fenerbahce, who I really like the look of. Tall, fast left centre-back. I was talking to someone in the dining hall yesterday and I called him the Korean Van Dijk, which is a comment I stand by. Rahmani at the back, who's proved to be an underrated signing, I believe from Hellas Verona. You've got Raspadori from Sassuolo, who's just finding his feet. He reminds me of a young Francesco Totti in the false nine / attacking midfielder role. Obviously, we've got to talk about Kvaradona, or Kvaratskhelia, the Georgian left winger they signed from Dinamo Tbilisi, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong. May have just got that wrong, but what a player. He's got two great feet. He's 6 foot tall. Scores loads of goals. Loses the ball very often, but gets into the box loads of times. And ultimately, he got an assist against Liverpool and he got Serie A Player of the Month. So for €10 million, as the Napoli faithful call him, Kvaradona, what a signing. I can't say more. And one team who've also impressed me, in one player in particular, is Destiny Udoji, obviously a Spurs player, but back on loan at Udinese. I think Udinese, obviously, with the Watford ties, but, you know, distancing ourselves from that. Udinese are a fantastically well-run club, produced the likes of Alexis Sanchez, Luis Muriel, if you know, you know. Udoji is the next line. Obviously, they also had Roberto Pereira, who's back there. He used to play for Juventus and Watford, but Udoji just looks like the real deal. From left wing back, he's got 4 goals. They thrashed Roma a couple weeks ago. I believe it was a 4-0 victory. And I have nothing more to say. I think he'll be an amazing signing for Spurs next year when Perisic phases out. And in terms of relegation in Serie A, I'm looking at it at the moment. Obviously, Berlusconi's Monza are bottom. They've made loads of signings. I think Samp are in danger. I do like the look of Cremonese, I'll be honest. I haven't watched much Serie A, but if I had to go for a bottom three, it would probably be Lecce, Spezia, and Samp. I'm going to say Samp are going to go down. I mean, wow. They have Caputo and Quagliarella, who have combined age of almost 80. So, up front, I know Serie A, the league of renowned youth in your 40s, but at the same time, I do think that's going to let Samp down. Obviously, they've got an Englishman in their squad by the name of Harry Winks. So, I'm really interested to see how he's going to do in Serie A. So, ultimately, I think Serie A in terms of title race and top four is going to be really interesting to watch. Do give it a watch on BT Sport if you're here in the UK and around the world on whatever channels you have. So, big up the Serie A. Moving on to Ligue 1 Uber Eats. Mr. Jennings, we can only see one league winner here, isn't it?
I think so, yeah.
And Paris Saint-Germain.
Yeah, obviously. Exactly. And it hasn't been the case, let's be honest, over the past few years, has it really, when you think about the guarantees of them winning it. I think Pochettino's time there was I think he gets a lot of flack, but actually, you know, they did okay. But it was always the, I think Lille won it, didn't they? Yeah, you know, during that time there. I look at a club like Paris Saint-Germain, and this is going to sound hugely disrespectful to the French league. It is the out of the most popular European leagues, I think it's the league that has the how can I say this? It's the one league that's got the one team that you can't always look beyond in terms of who's going to win it. Paris Saint-Germain should, given the financial backing that they have, win that league every season.
I agree.
You know. Sorry,
I'm going to stop you there, Mr. Jennings. But having been to a couple of Ligue 1 games, I went to the Nice-Marseille game last year, which got ruled out because of fan trouble. Having seen some of the tackles that go in Ligue 1, I have to say, in terms of just the sheer amount of tackles that go in that league, it's probably one of the most physical leagues in the world. And obviously Monaco won it in 16-17 with that golden team of Mbappe, Bernardo Silva, Bakayoko,
Fabinho.
Falcao, Fabinho, as you mentioned. And ultimately, Ligue 1 is, as they dub it, the League of Talents, La Ligue des Talents. And I'm not surprised to see all the top players in other leagues be from Ligue 1. You look at Tchouaméni from at Real Madrid. You look at, I don't know, I can't remember at this point in time, but you've got so many top players who come from Ligue 1 who go to lower league Premier League clubs. I mean, I would go out on a limb and say there's a Bordeaux striker, I forget his name, at Southampton, who I really like the look of. And obviously Bordeaux now in the third tier because of their financial troubles. So Gerard Lopez has done another club dirty now after doing Lille dirty, and now he's at Bordeaux. So it is what it is. But top four in terms of Ligue 1, I think it's going to be PSG, Marseille. I do think Monaco have got a leaky defence, but I do think they'll sneak in. I like the look of Lyon this year as well, so I think that'll be my top four. I think Lens will finish fifth. I really like the look of Lens. And Lille, I think Lille will be there 6th, 7th, and same with Stade Rennes. So that's sort of my top 7, top 8. It's really congested from 2nd to 8th, in my opinion. And I think Nice could sneak in there as well. Obviously, they've got a couple of Premier League imports, Mr. Jennings. They've got Ramsey and Barkley. I'd love to see how they do in Ligue 1. Best of luck to them. I think Nantes will struggle this year in terms of mid-table. Antoine Coumbare, former PSG boss, he's done a wonderful job. He's got them into the Conference League by winning, I think, the Coupe Nationale, because they got rid of the Coupe de la Ligue a couple of years ago. And they're obviously in the Conference League, so I'd love to see a team like Nantes in the Conference League. Absolutely love them. Now, relegation. This is a hard one. I'm surprised to see Strasbourg in 17th, but it has only been 7 games. In terms of relegation, I was going to say, in terms of relegation, I'd go for Auxerre, Ajaccio, and probably Stade Brest. Those are my three. Just going off what I've seen. We're going to do a quick whistle-stop tour of the Bundesliga and the European leagues. Mr. Jennings, do we notice something funny on first place? I don't see a Bayern Munich logo there. It's Union Berlin. The 2 points ahead. Bayern been drawing a lot of games recently. Obviously beating Barcelona in the Champions League, but they've drawn a lot of games. So, top four, I still think Bayern Munich could win the league. I think they're too strong. I'm going to go Dortmund. I'm also going to say that Leipzig under Marco Rose are going to get top four. And I also think, as I'm Leverkusen 17th, I don't think they're going to get relegated. I think they'll get maybe 5th. I do back Hoffenheim to get 4th. And then ultimately, I think it'll be Freiburg and Union Berlin to make that top 6.
I think you're right. I think it's a complete coin flip, isn't it, between Freiburg and Hoffenheim for who will take the 4th spot. Two teams that you and I have spoken about on many occasions over the past few years in terms of just how exciting the football that that is coming out of Germany that is being played at these, should we say, second, maybe third place teams. And Hoffenheim and Freiburg have not always been in that top four sort of conversation either, but under decent management, under decent coaching, that German philosophy is beginning to really be transcendent upon that league. And I'm excited by both of them. I do think that Union Berlin is a huge surprise. I'm going to be totally honest with you, JK, and say I know very, very little about them. I've never really watched them play. So it looks to me like, this is I couldn't even tell you whether it looks like a Leicester City fairy tale story. I couldn't even tell you that. But I suspect that Bayern will get themselves together and will go on to win the league. They have been slow starters over the past few years, often toying with Dortmund for who's going to take first spot going into Christmas, and then Bayern seem to get a second wind. I was particularly, just while we're here, I was particularly impressed by Bayern Munich in the Champions League this week against Barcelona. I thought Barcelona looked by far and away the better team up until half time. And then it was the substitution. It was the substitution at half time, which was made by the Bayern Munich coach to bring on Leon Goretzka in the midfield, and it completely changed the dynamics of the game, and actually Bayern Munich went on to win what looked a relatively comfortable 2-0, and it was within, I think it was 4 minutes of that substitution, JK, Hernandez had scored. 4 minutes later, Leroy Sané, 2-0, game over. Just brilliant in game management by Nagelsmann. So yeah, I agree, Bayern will win the league.
And ultimately, if we go to relegation, my hot take is Hertha Berlin will get relegated. In my opinion, it'll be Hertha, Bochum, and probably I'd say Augsburg for the relegation playoff. Don't know who's going to come from the Bundesliga Zwei, but I do think it's going to be a very, very interesting Bundesliga season. I think Leverkusen under Gerardo Seoane are going to do really well. I'd really like to look at them. I mean, in that group, they got Porto, Bruges, them, and one more team. We can go to the Champions League now. Brings on nicely, as if I planned this segue. as I struggle to... Oh, there we go. Atletico, Porto, Bruges, and Leverkusen. So, Mr. Jennings, Champions League predictions. My Champions League winners for this season, in my opinion... Obviously, you're going to have the English teams. They're always going to be there. Are they going to win it? We'll see. You can't look past Real Madrid, PSG, in my opinion. Bayern Munich, I don't think we'll get there. I think they're a bit weak in defence, sometimes in midfield, without Goretzka, because he's been a bit injury prone. But one player I have to touch upon, Jamal Musiala. Absolutely wonderful player.
Yeah, another ex-Chelsea player.
He can play 8, 10, he can play out wide. Just absolutely amazing player. I do think he's one of the underrated players in Europe. And ultimately, Champions League, I think I'm going to back Real Madrid again. 100% win record in La Liga and Champions League. So, Real Madrid, again, I think we'll do it. Obviously, they're a bit short up front. I do think Vinicius, Rodrigo are going to step up. Asensio is going to have a big role. Fede Valverde. Dare I say, we might see the renaissance of Eden Hazard as a false nine.
I'm going to disagree with you, JK. I think this is PSG's year. I think this will be the one. I think Mbappe, Messi and Neymar are all firing. And I cannot see... I can see. I suppose if you wanted a recommendation for a team to watch in Europe this year in the Champions League, my recommendation is to watch PSG. I think Messi's back to his best. I think Mbappe has carried his form over from last season. I think he looks great, and I don't think Neymar took kindly to not getting a Ballon d'Or nomination last year. He looks like he's up for it. So I think it'll be PSG's year, and I think you and I, last time we did this, predicted a Bayern Munich PSG final. I think is where we went. So I've not moved away from I think I went Bayern Munich last time though. I'm gonna say PSG will win the Champions League this year.
To be honest, don't disagree with you there. Real Madrid, PSG, in my opinion, look really solid, both at the back and in attack. Moving on to the Europa League, Mr. Jennings. I can't not back Man United.
No, there's only one team that's going to win it, JK, isn't there? It's got to be Man United.
Although, United need to top their group.
Yep.
Because otherwise we might be playing the likes of Juventus and other third place teams. I do think Juventus will get third place, by the way. Watch out for Benfica. My dark horses for going far in the Champions League. They look really good. Gonzalo Ramos, a player I've been backing for numerous amount of years. Well, I say that, a couple years. David Neres looks amazing. Enzo Fernandez from River Plate. Already tipped for a big money move in January to Wolves, Liverpool, Real Madrid. Absolutely amazing central midfielder.
David Neres, Ajax player. He's now at Benfica, is he? Wow, yes. Fantastic.
And going to the Conference League. Never thought there'd be a third tier of European football, but UEFA have outdone themselves. So, Conference League. Looking at this, I'll be honest, I can't see past Villarreal or any other team who drops in from the Europa League. I just think that Conference League is a Conference League. I like the look of Fiorentina. Obviously, they're bottom of their group, but Vincenzo Italiano has got them playing. They've got Nico Gonzalez up front, who I really like. They've got Ricardo Sotil, who's a decent player on his day. Ricardo Saponara can change a game. I do also like the fact that... Who have they signed, actually? I'm forgetting at this moment. Stay tuned for next episode, actually, where we discuss this in full. And also the World Cup. But this has been the Ojogo Bonito podcast for the first time. Me, Jay Cron, and Mr. Jennings, signing out. Thank you very much. Take care.